Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I hope y'all enjoyed conversation style meeting my sister last week. It was a fun little conversation me and her had. We enjoyed it. We talked about a little bit of everything. And she wanted to come on with a story tonight. So tonight we're going to let her lead this episode with a telling about Slender Man. Hello, I'm Brent, and this is Strange Embers.
So hi, this is Tracy. I wanted to come back and for this first episode, wanted to delve into a well-known case, the Slender Man, which although there are many reasons and motives to kill, this one had unexpected reasoning behind it. So on May 31st of 2014 in Waukesha, not really sure. I think it's Waukesha,
well, here Wisconsin. We're known for butchering names. So.
Yes. The two girls involved are Morgan Geyser and Anisha Wire. Both are 12 years old, and they would together make the decision to lure their friend Peyton Lochner into the woods at a local park in their area and stab her in order to appease Slender Man. So, Slender Man is not real. It's a fictional character, but these girls really wholeheartedly believed this was real. So, Slender Man is a fictional supernatural creature. It's described to be like a tall, thin man. He's faceless, dressed in a black suit, and he has long black tentacles. So what I think of a Slender Man, do you remember the video game, The Darkness? Where the man and the character had the demonic forces and had the tentacles that came out?
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember that one?
I don't know if I've ever played that one.
Yeah, so that's what I think of when I think of the tentacles and Slender Man.
It reminds me of The Backrooms. Are you familiar with The Backrooms?
No, I don't think so.
On the internet, there's a thing called The Backrooms that sees these different rooms. It's supposed to be like a alternate reality, I guess you would say, or I don't know if that's going to have to do with simulation theory kind of stuff. It's like being inside the workings of the world.
Is
or
it
something.
A game you play,
know.
Or is it just a
no? There's a bunch of things
and stories, or
no? It's like stories and stuff. It's called The Backrooms, and I don't know, maybe we'll get into that some other time.
Okay. So, this character was developed in 2009 for an internet contest. He was depicted as being able to manipulate minds, emotions, and behaviors. He's also known for stalking, kidnapping, brainwashing, and murdering children. He's a very famous pop culture icon, just from all the sensation he brought about throughout the internet. And he's also associated with abandoned or wooded locations, lurking in the background when seen to, you know, bring on rapid onset of paranoia, nightmares, delusions. And this is called the Slender Man sickness. So you don't actually have to get kidnapped in order to experience this sickness, and it brings on murderous intentions. The guy that actually developed it for the internet, he posted like two stories that were pictures with captions. The first one's like teenagers abandoning, and they had the Slender Man in the background figure and said, you know, this was the last photo seen. And the second photo was a photo of children on a playground. And it actually stated, there were like 14 children went missing. This was the found footage. So it placed it almost like a Blair Witch type of scenario.
Right. I think that's the one I've seen before is that picture. It's the one that comes to my mind that I can remember. Okay.
So as a parent, you know, these girls were friends, especially Peyton and Morgan. They had been friends for several years. Peyton actually mentioned that she was very kind-hearted, warming, loving. And Morgan was a loner, so she befriended her so she wouldn't be alone. And a couple years before this happened, a new girl was entered into their threesome. It was just the best friends, and now they're introducing a new girl, Anissa, which there could have been a little jealousy, because anytime you have a little three-friend group, you know, one of the friends is going to get left out or does not feel included when you're doing things. But Morgan and Anissa had gotten a lot closer because they lived in the same apartment complex, would ride the bus to school together, and both really enjoyed horror and the occult and scary things, which Peyton wasn't as much into that, and it did scare her. And I know Anissa and Morgan would talk about Slender Man all the time, and Peyton went home to her mom, and her mom's like, don't worry, it's not real. Nothing's going to hurt you. So now fast forward, is coming up on Morgan's 12th birthday. So they decide to have a sleepover, and the sleepover turns into a nightmare. The three girls decide they're going to play a game of hide and seek at David's Park in Wasakusha, Wisconsin, hardest word to say, the next morning. But what Morgan and Anissa had planned is they had actually planned to kill Peyton during the night of the sleepover for her to go to sleep, stab her when she goes to sleep. But then they got to, you know, thinking it's going to be a bloody scene. How are they going to clean it up? How are they going to get away with it? And they had also stated in their interviews that this was an attempt they have tried multiple times, but never really had gotten around to doing it. So this wasn't spur of the moment. It wasn't spur of the moment. Okay. It was planned in advance. They said about 6 months in advance of planning.
For 12-year-olds. Okay.
Yeah. So prior to this, the day of, they had went and got ice cream, went to the movies, having their sleepover, fun 12-year-old activities, you know, and throw in a little dose of murder. Who doesn't do that at 12?
Yeah, really.
So they got home, and what is unusual is usually what a typical kid's sleepover, they stay up all night talking, laughing, giggling, playing. Well, they get home, and Morgan immediately is ready to go to bed, which is unusual. So they're like, well, okay, maybe she's just tired from the day. We had a busy day. So they all go to bed. Morgan sets an alarm to wake her up at 5 that morning. She gets up, wakes Anissa up, and they go on their brainstorming for how this is going to come about. What are they going to do? So Peyton's still asleep. She wakes up. The girls are missing. She goes downstairs to find them. Peyton stayed when she found them. They were playing. They've been playing Play-Doh. They've been playing dress up as princesses and playing on their iPads. I mean, do these really sound like murderous individuals?
Right.
And they decide, hey, we're going to eat breakfast. We're going to go down to the park and play a while. So Morgan's mom take them to David's Park and drop them off. Now that they're at David's Park, Morgan stated in interviews that they were going to go bird watching in the woods, which it ends up turning into Let's Play Hide and Seek, a game that they had played many times before. So they go off to hide. Morgan's going to be the seeker. And Anissa convinces Peyton to lie down in a pile of leaves, cover herself up. Oh, this would be a great idea. Morgan would never find you here. And I'm going to go off and hide myself. So can you imagine, you have this little 12-year-old girl not thinking anything's going on, laying in a pile of leaves, covered up. She hears Morgan finish her counting. And now we're off to find them. So she's covered with the leaves. She really can't see that well. She hears noises, hears them approaching, and then all of a sudden, someone is holding her down. Well, that's Anissa that's actually holding her down. While Peyton actually sees Morgan rifling through her bag, which she brought from home, was a kitchen knife. So she sees Morgan pull out the knife. She's getting anxious, don't know what's going on. Hey, let me up, get off of me. And now Morgan and Anissa are both on top of her, holding her down. They don't know who's going to stab her, what to do. And Morgan stated that Anissa said, just go ballistic. So Morgan starts to stab her. She ends up being stabbed 19 times in her arms, legs, chest, and abdomen. Luckily, there's only two really critical wounds. Most of them were superficial wounds. But after she's been stabbed, the girls kind of get anxious, nervous. I don't know what they're thinking. What are they going to do? Peyton starts to try to get up. They encourage her to stay still and they would go to get help. But you know, all in all, Peyton knows that the girls are not going to get help.
Right.
So when questioned by the police, Anissa told them they left her to die. The girls left on foot and were walking about 5 hours before they were actually picked up by the authorities. What Peyton did was she managed to drag herself to the road nearby, where she eventually just passed out. She gave out with any little breath or strength she had left. And there was a cyclist passing by that actually ran up on her. The cyclist called 911 to get help and to get help on the way. Peyton was rushed immediately to surgeons. So she went to surgery in order to see if they were able to save her. Now, surgeons later on notified the authority as well as her parents that Peyton was millimeters from death. Said the blade almost cut the major artery, also pierced the liver, diaphragm, and stomach. So piercing that diaphragm is going to make it, you know, very hard for her to breathe, for those lungs to inflate. She's bleeding from multiple stab wounds, as well as that blade just stops millimeters from piercing that major artery in her heart, which if that would have pierced that wall of the artery, she would have only had 1 to 2 minutes before she would have died.
Right. Not only that, adrenaline running too, blood's going to pump even faster.
Exactly. And Peyton told the authorities that her best friends were the ones who did the stabbing. This is when they were bringing her in. She was able to tell them right before she went into surgery. The authorities then start to locate the girls. So where Peyton was actually found was on a dead-end road of Big Bend Road. And luckily, the cyclist was in the right place at the right time. And she let the officers know that it was Morgan who was the one who stabbed her. So now the search begins there to locate the perpetrators. The girls were picked up approximately 5 miles from the scene of the crime. And in their possession was the knife used in the stabbing. So they did not try to hide the knife. They did not change or wash off their bloody clothes or clean up. So they had covered with blood, had the knife in their possession. And pretty much they went ahead and admitted to everything when they were caught. One thing that they did state when they were being questioned was that prison would be much better than being hunted by Slender Man.
So Slender Man is this figment of their imagination that would that think that prison's going to stop Slender Man from coming after them?
Exactly. So apparently prison will stop Slender Man. But they believed wholeheartedly that Slender Man was after them or their families. One of the little tidbits in the legend is if you kill, preferably another child, to appease Slender Man, then he would let you live at his mansion and you would become one of his prophets, I believe what it's called. Or so you were actually on Slender Man's side then.
Okay.
So in the legends, the Slender Man mansion is located in Nicolet National Park. I'm not even sure if that's an actual real park or not, but the girl stated they were on their way to Slender Man Mansion. So that's where they were headed whenever they left the killing.
So the only way Slender Man lets you into his mansion is if you've killed someone.
If you've killed someone.
So, okay.
Yeah. So Anissa let them know that as well in the interrogation, that to prove yourself to Slender Man, you have to kill.
And this other national park where Slender Man has his mansion just happens to be in Wisconsin as well?
Just happens to be, yeah. I'm not sure exactly if there is a Nicolet National Park.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to have a picture of it on the screen.
Okay. Where is it located? Is it in Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm. It is in Wisconsin.
Oh, nice. So, some of the events leading up to the stabbing. Number one, mental health issues. So, a little background on Morgan. Her dad was diagnosed with schizophrenia, and growing up with mental health, this, you know, mental illness in the family, she's had to overcome many obstacles. And Morgan had been having hallucinations of Slender Man prior to this murder. So she actually was having those hallucinations and believed that Slender Man was after her. They came to find out through, you know, interrogations, interviews, that Morgan was the main conspirator.
Okay.
And pretty much led Anissa into what she was doing along with the murders, but you still, at 12, you know, they don't really have fully developed brains or...
Yeah, the frontal lobe don't develop till you're 25.
Stressors.
Fully developed.
Yeah, stressors. So, mental health deterioration. So, Morgan was deteriorating mentally. And her mom had stated that she had been having, you know, hallucinations, hearing voices. Had been treated for schizophrenic episodes.
So, I'm going to go off track with this a little bit, probably, and you might just not have got to this yet, but on the follow-up on this, this has been 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, through their evaluations, I mean, I imagine, are they on medication for schizophrenia?
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk to that a little more.
So, that is going to go to that?
Yeah.
And also, 6 months, they had attempted the stabbing?
Planned, had failed attempts where they chickened out.
So,
but it was in planning phases for 6 months. And then they came up with a due date, I guess you want to say, or your death date. That was going to be at Morgan's birthday party. So that was their finalized, it's happening now.
Through this, it makes me wonder, does she not have signs? Is there not stuff going on where she was like, hey, I'm in danger? Is there any kind of, I mean, they're 12 years old at the same time. I mean, they could fist fight one day and
be fine the next.
Yeah, or at least for boys, it's that way, you know. So for, I would think the same thing as the girls. I don't know.
But with girls, hormonal changes, mood fluctuations, how do you know if it's hormones? How do you know if it's teenage? How do you know if it's mental health issues? But with Morgan having a history of mental health issues in the family as well as herself, it looks like the mom, which I'm not putting blame or placing blame on anyone or know exactly what was going on at that time, would have recognized some of those signs earlier. And another factor leading up to the events is the internet, the fictional monster Slender Man, which is stories and different...
fictional. If it's on the internet, it has to be true.
Yeah, everything on the internet's true. But creepypasta, they have lots of stories, horrors, different things. But Slender Man during this time was really big. A lot of people were posting true stories from Slender Man sightings, faking pictures, putting it on the internet. And if you're already emotionally or diagnosed mentally disturbed and really believe these images, I mean, it's frightening. So Morgan stated it was Anissa who told her that they had to kill Peyton. So during the interviews, Morgan was leaning towards everything was Anissa's idea.
Right.
While Anissa stated it was Morgan who determined Peyton was the one to be killed.
Right.
So they had to stifle through both of their testimonies, you know, who's telling what really happened, what conspired. Morgan also stated they planned it and tricked her into the woods because they knew they had to do it. And the last thing Peyton said to Morgan was, "I trusted you," and then, "I hate you." Morgan then stated Anissa lied to her by saying they would go and get her help. And a few other statings were haunting that Morgan actually mentioned.
Now, did she die in surgery?
No, she actually lived. It took months for her to recover, but she did survive.
Oh, she did survive this?
Yes.
Okay.
She's had much trauma from it ever since, but she did survive it. Another statement from the 12-year-old Morgan is, "People who trust you become very vulnerable." That's a very haunting statement to me due to, you know, the manipulation and the thoughts of harm from this age.
Yeah.
So that's not a typical 12-year-old comment. The detectives asked Morgan, "Do you feel bad that you stabbed one of your best friends?" Her response, "I thought about it, but then I decided, remorse, where would that get me? Nowhere. It's easier to live without regrets." Any thoughts on this?
That's wild. I mean, you look at a bunch of these different cases like this, and it's always, I don't know, they all have like a, especially when it's kids.
Yes.
They all have a very low remorse level, mm-hmm. It seems like, and... But I mean, that's the way it is with kids.
It's instant gratification and then forget about it.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And then, you know, like with this one being from the Slender Man, being internet stories and everything else, talking about instant gratification, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And that's the way a lot of kids now grow up, is they grow up in a world now of everything's instant gratification. Nobody waits for anything anymore.
No.
If you want an answer to a question, go get it. You want to watch something? Watch it. Everything's on demand. Everything happens now. You want something delivered? Don't matter what it is, groceries, whatever, just order it. Get it delivered. Everything, there's no wait for anything.
No.
So it's the instant gratification thing with that is, I mean, most of them don't think about anything except for the instant gratification. It don't matter what comes back behind it.
Yeah, there's no remorse, number one, but no consequences.
Right.
So I think that's really had a big impact on society today.
And he's talking about the schizophrenia part of this. I'll speak to that once we get through this.
Another thing, Anissa began describing the website creepypasta.wiki. So it's a website of horror stories, their interest, you know, that Slender Man was huge, like I said earlier. Anissa was very interested in Slender Man and got enthralled with him, as well as Morgan. It was pretty much every day they were... like buying into these delusions of Slender Man, the children he was stalking, what happened to children, their ages. This fantasy became reality for them. But like I said earlier, Morgan was having visions and actually having hallucinations and seeing him. Right. So it really fed into that reality for Anissa as well.
And you might be going to get into this later, but I'm sure through evaluations, and like I said earlier, this was 10 years ago. Does she speak to any of this stuff? Yeah. Current? Okay.
So psychiatric evaluations. Let's get to that now.
All right.
We'll dive right in. So psychiatric evaluations were performed on each of the girls. Morgan was found to have lifelong visual and auditory hallucinations. After arrest, her mother described her as becoming more psychotic over the past few months. She was also reported to have, or frequently reported to, talk to herself.
Okay.
Pretending to be a cat. So she had the nickname of Kitty. So they would call each other nicknames, and she was Kitty because she liked to act like a cat, meow like a cat, be a cat. And this to me is not strange, but they considered it strange that she would have ants as pets. A lot of people have ant farms and whatnot, so to me, I don't really think anything of that. And she was also reported to have open conversations with Slender Man and other fictional characters. She was evaluated to see if she was fit to stand trial and was diagnosed with early onset schizophrenia. Stated she was unable to determine reality from her delusions. So at the trial, the girls were charged with first degree intentional homicide and tried as adults. Anissa pled guilty to second degree attempted homicide as a party to the crime with use of a deadly weapon. The jury ruled Anissa was mentally ill at the time of the murder attempt and found her not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. She was sentenced to 25 years in a psychiatric facility and mandated to spend at least 3 years in a psychiatric hospital before she could apply for supervised release until the age of 37. Morgan, his attorney argued in court documents that, you know, she suffered from schizophrenia and psychotic spectrum disorders, which made her prone to delusions and paranoid beliefs. But Morgan pled guilty. And she was committed to a mental health facility for 40 years. She was found not guilty by reason of mental disease and disorder. And the judge stated that she would be and is an issue of public protection.
So currently, where are the girls and what is happening with them now?
So 10 years is when the stabbing occurred. Anissa, she's now 19 years old, and she was released in 2021. She spent 4 years in inpatient psychiatric treatment. She must reside with her father and is not permitted access to the internet outside of the home. And the Department of Correction monitors her internet activity. She has a 24/7 GPS tracking and mandatory psychiatric treatments. So she's got constant
home
supervision.
Arrest. She's on home arrest.
Yeah. Morgan was denied early release, and it was recommended that she remain in inpatient psychiatric care. So they're not ready or willing to let her out into society.
So that is just Anissa and Morgan. So Peyton's the one that was stabbed.
Peyton was the one that was stabbed. Okay. Anissa was the other counterpart.
Right.
And Morgan was the main perpetrator.
So what's going on with Peyton?
Okay. So with Peyton, Peyton was hospitalized for 10 days after the incident and was eventually returned to her middle school, which her middle school is Horning Middle School. She's 7th grade in 2014. In an interview in 2019 on 2020, she revealed that she was actually grateful for what had happened to her.
Why does everybody... That's just like the so... Everybody that something like that happens to, they're always like, I was grateful that that happened. Now, looking back, I mean, some people, yeah, they've had things that happen that progress through their life because of something like that happening. But not every single body that happens has that. But it's the same thing you hear everybody that has something like that happen.
That has that gratitude. I would be grateful I was still alive.
But, I mean, yeah, that one part, but.
But yeah. What she actually stated was, just because of what she did, I have the life I have now. Peyton said, I really, really like it, and I have a plan now. I didn't have a plan when I was 12, but who does have a plan when they're 12, you know?
Right.
And now I do. I do because of everything I went through. I wouldn't think that someone who went through what I did would ever say that, but that's truly how I feel. Without the whole situation, I wouldn't be who I am.
I mean, let's be serious about this. She was 12. I mean, yeah, this is her thoughts. This is her opinions. But she's 12. Stabbed or not, she's going to have a lot of changes in her life from 12 till that was in 2019, you said that was. So that was a five-year span from when that happened to then. So at 17 years old, from 12 to 17, that can be two totally different people without being stabbed.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean...
I wanted to be an astronaut.
Yeah, really.
And then, I'm a nurse. So, I mean...
So, going through this, I was looking some stuff up. I found the what's supposed to be Slender Man's mansion. The different AI... You know,
AI-generated portions for the mansion.
Whatever it is. So, Slender Man's mansion supposed to be...
I did want to throw in another little tidbit that I found during research. After their case come to light, there were actually two other cases where they blamed Slender Man for the killings.
Kids as well?
Yeah.
Where were they at? Do you remember?
I would have to do further research to see exactly where they're at.
Yeah.
But I know one stabbed his mother and brother, possibly.
Okay.
And... I don't know exactly where they were. I didn't delve deep into those, but two other cases have come about that were Slender Man related.
The Slender Man's mansion from the lore, it's supposed to be in the center of Wisconsin's Nicollet National Forest, about Nicollet. 300 miles. The story takes place in a fictional town of Winsford, Massachusetts. 300 miles, but it's not 300 miles from Massachusetts to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yeah.
This is just a quick AI thing that popped up on a quick search. Talking about the schizophrenia part of that. I say a story, but something really happened to this guy. He had schizophrenia. Serious schizophrenia. And whenever he wound up killing a guy and his girlfriend. Back alley of a Winn-Dixie or something, I don't remember what it was. After they arrest him, he's in the back of the police car and the camera's on him. He's right there talking away and all. I mean, like, everything's on video.
Yeah.
When it comes to, I'm not saying there's people that don't have schizophrenia, but I don't know, like, different degrees of it, you know. And like, for his, there was somebody really there. He's really talking to him. He's really, like, stuff like that. And there was a documentary I watched one time about this one girl, and she works like a normal job in Walmart or whatever. That's not there, I'm just saying. And she said that she'll have customers come up and say something, and she just snores them and just carries on doing what she's doing because
she
don't know if they're real or not.
Yeah.
And she don't want to talk to the ones that are not real.
Yeah. Medicated and properly take their medications as well. But yeah, that's a lot with that type of disorder. How do you know if that's really it? delusion, a vision, hallucination, or if that's a real person there.
Right.
They
right.
have a hard time distinguishing.
Right. And then think about if it's somebody that is, which we run into more and more now of a lot of people that's not very social. So with people that's not around people very much or anything, when they are out, you would think they would probably notice it more if they're at home and they're seeing people and they know they're home alone. But what if it only shows up when they're out? You know, what if it, whatever scenario it may be, there might be people who don't even know that.
Oh, yeah, that they have schizophrenia or
yeah.
schizophrenic episodes. Or
you know, I say that they know they're at home by themselves, but think about some of these people have the extreme version of it, and they are at home by themselves, but the entire time they've always thought somebody's there with them.
But they always have a room full. You never know. Could a lot of this play into hauntings as well?
Yeah.
So I meant, you know? That's one thing. The mind is a vast territory that has never been fully explored.
Right. What is, there's a movie.
The Sixth Sense.
Johnny Depp. Secret Window?
Oh, yes. Secret Window.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that about, wasn't he schizophrenic yeah. in that? If I remember, yeah. What else do you have on this?
That's pretty much an update and everything that's going on with them. I did want to put a little disclaimer out there. If you or someone you know needs mental health help, you can text STRENGTH to the crisis text line at 741-741, and you will be connected with a certified crisis counselor. That's one thing with it, too. A lot of this is there's stigma with a lot of the mental health illnesses.
Right.
And a lot of people don't want to get help or don't want to get treatment or don't want to acknowledge it if it's in their kids because of, you know, that stigma that's out there and
right.
how they'll be judged and thought of, or if they're right. thought of a bad parent because something like this happens. But mental health is a real thing and it's a real illness. So if you do know someone that needs help, please reach out.
It's just amazing to me to think about, like, the whole entire six, like, with these kids, you know, it was a six-month process leading up to this, and it's just amazing for me to think about how, what were the signs, what were, there had, I mean, I don't know, it's the same thing I said earlier, it could have been one of those, yeah, there were signs there, but at that age, you don't even,
you don't know,
as far as friends, you know, with each other.
Well, how many people now, they like the occult, horror movies, scary things.
Yeah.
Everyone that's into scary things, are they going to go out and murder?
Right. No.
I mean, that's just what they're into.
Right. And like most of the time, there's a lot of people like me. What always made me interested with, I've said it on here a bunch too, is just how does the mind work? What are these people, you know, with these killers and the things they do, like what, where is their head at? You know,
exactly.
And you, whenever you talk about killers and serial killers and everything, you always get to the famous names. You know, always you think about those. But it was like Jeffrey Dahmer, whenever he was interviewed and about the whole entire thing, it wasn't about the killing for him. It was about loneliness.
Yeah.
So for Dahmer, he said whenever he killed somebody and he kept pieces of them there with him,
they never left him. Yeah.
So, you know,
and
there's...
he would consume them. He consumed part of them, so it kept it close to him.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, you never know what's the underlying motive or what they're actually... Psychology is very interesting, and I really enjoy that portion of it.
It is, and it's... You don't really hear about a lot of the things unless it becomes these...
Big names
of killers and things like that. But the smaller stories, you know, if they didn't become a serial killer and killed, you know, double digits and better and stuff like that, you don't hear about them. But it's not only just about that. It's what made the rubber band snap. What was that thing?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, for a lot of them, it's all something different. But when it boils down to the bare bones of the entire thing, no pun intended, it was, there's something that made the rubber band snap.
Yeah, something was the last straw.
Right, Right. Because there's some of these people that...
You can be pushed and pushed and pushed and nothing ever happen. But what is going to be that one little invisible breaking point?
Right.
That pushed them over the edge and made them come to the determination of what was going to happen next.
Right.
What they had to do.
It's just some of these, but some of the ones like the ones that's went out and murdered lots of people, they have some of the weirdest MOs though. I mean, just like we said, Dahmer was loneliness and wanting to keep some, you know, keep them closer to him and all, but that was the motive for the killing part of his.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, it was all rape, drugs, and sexually motivated.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's different things. You know, they say like it was this, that I did it because of this. But when you look deeper into it, it's like, well, it wasn't just that because you was doing this before that.
Yeah, exactly. Just like with this one, Morgan, as they deem to be the mastermind due to her schizophrenic tendencies, her delusions, her hallucinations, drew in Anissa because they had similar interest.
Yeah.
And led her to believe that Slender Man was real as well. But why did they come to say it had to be Peyton, our friend? You know, why is it this person that they selected had to be the one to die?
Yeah, they didn't try to tag her along with the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's weird that Morgan was the more ringleader, I guess you could say, of this. You know, she's the one that had the schizophrenia. But
yeah,
if she was more the ringleader of it, it's kind of weird that it was her because... her and Peyton were around together before Anissa.
Yes.
So it's kind of like one of those things, you know, this almost, I mean, yeah, they're 12 and it's not no kind of thing like that, but it's almost like one of those relationship things where Morgan and Peyton, they were together. Yeah, they're BFFs and they're together, but now Anissa's in here and she don't want to get rid of Peyton, but what's the only way you can get rid of Peyton so you can be over here? Let's just get rid of her.
Exactly.
So... instead of just...
hey, we're not going to hang out as much.
Yeah, I was going to say, instead of killing your friendship, no pun intended, you know, it's just, you could kill your friendship.
You're going to kill the friendship.
Right, literally. She took it a little too literal. So, yeah, it's an interesting story. I'd like to look into the other Slender Man murders.
Yeah, I wasn't as much up on this one at the current time when it passed.
Yeah.
But it was very interesting to look at the relationship between the girls, what happened, you know, factors leading to it. And that's always a scary thing for parents, too. I know it's pushed a lot. It happened a lot in the 80s when all of a sudden, oh my gosh, kids are listening to rock music. They are Satan worshipers. You know, anarchy's going to happen. So, you know, parents have things of those types of concerns on their mind as well. Because, I mean, you never really know. You never know what's really in your kid's head.
No, you don't. That's a total separate person.
Exactly.
Yeah. But at the same time, yeah, I feel like they're a total separate person. They have to express themselves in some type of way also.
Exactly.
So, it's very interesting.
Keeping them too controlled lead to devastating outcomes? Could too much leniency lead to devastating outcomes?
And I don't think there's any right way, one way or the other. I think that it's more of a individual based, you know, what's good for one person isn't good for the next.
Exactly.
You know, not everybody's the same. So that's a very interesting story. Everybody jump in the comments. Tell us what you think about it. Tell Tracy what you think about her story. How'd y'all like her story?
Yeah, give us your take on this case.
And I gotta look up. I wonder if Slender Man has anything to do with the back rooms. The back rooms is so fascinating to me.
I know. I'll have to look into that as well. You say, well, the back rooms, and I think of escape rooms. Or
yeah, an escape room. That's what it is on some of them. Yeah, you'll have to watch them. They're YouTube or whatever else they're out there. Anything else you want to add?
I think that's it. Thank you all for going on this journey with me. I'd like to delve more into the minds of killers.
All right, everybody. Don't forget, like, subscribe, comment, do all the things for the algorithm that the algorithm loves. It helps us on the channel. It helps us to continue to grow and keep bringing y'all strange stories. And you get to hear us babble on about stuff. So as always, remember, if you want to go live at a fictional mansion deep in a national park, you don't have to kill somebody for the tall man with tentacles out of his back. Good night, everybody.